Welcome to the 1028 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Fun night last night. Congrats to Sherry Scott of Regalsville, PA, who won the Shooter's Pack from Crossbreed Holsters, our Facebook fan giveaway, which consisted of a Super Tuck holster, a custom gun belt, and an outside-the-waistband dual magazine carrier from Crossbreed. And another pat on the back and congrats to Frank the Recruiter, who won his choice of the Car Arms P380 or the CM9 for, get this, $43.68 on the Penny Gun Auction that we followed last night on the air. Make sure to follow Armed American Radio on Facebook for your chance to win by visiting facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Don't forget the free reports, freehomedefense.com, freeshootingreport.com, and howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Enjoy this week's show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, hold on a second. Shift my gun belt over here. Full-size 22 over there and a couple extra magazines. That's a beautiful thing. Welcome to the show. How you doing? Shanto, are you there?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network, and I want to welcome you wherever you are across America, from the toasty, sunny beaches of Florida, all the way up to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and everywhere in between. And I mean literally everywhere. You're hitting every state between those two points. That's a beautiful thing, as they say. And we're going to fill your prescription for freedom today. We are 9 days out. 8 if we don't count the day we vote, 7 if we don't count today. That's what I always tell my kids when they're excited about Christmas is coming. It's 7 days. I tell them it's only 5. You don't count the day, and you don't count the day you're in, right?
Yeah.
So we're really, 7 days away from ousting Obama in landslide fashion. And I'm reminded of an email that I got last week from Cam up in New York. Clearly a Kool-Aid drinker worthy of the Bonehead of the Week award. You know, here's how you can tell someone's drinking the Kool-Aid. The Democrats are for the working man. The Republicans are for the rich and don't like women. What are you kidding me? That's a headline surfer. Period. Headline surfer. And I generally don't really pay too much attention to folks like that who, for whatever reason, are incapable of formulating their own thought and using their own brain, but are more comfortable taking someone else's opinion and saying, okay, well, sounds good. I don't feel like thinking today. You can laugh, Sean. It's okay.
You got a bunch of those.
There's a bunch of them. I call them headline surfers. Here's one that was in a jury, sitting on a jury. Fascinating case coming down. You're going to start to hear more about this. This was an individual by the name of McNeil who was found guilty 6 years ago for murdering his neighbor, or his builder, let me say. His builder. The AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I put an R behind that. It's AJCR, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution rag. And I quote, was it self-defense or murder? This was from today's paper. John McNeil did not kill Brian Epp in self-defense. A Cobb County jury decided 6 years ago when it convicted him of murder. Cobb County, for any of you, if you know the area, you know where Cobb County is, north of Atlanta. For those of you who don't live in the area, it's north of Atlanta. Now the Georgia Supreme Court, continuing here, will be asked to see if those 12 people were given the correct instructions to guide them in deciding if McNeil had the right to use deadly force to protect himself, his home, and his 19-year-old son. Let me get that straight. Does he have the right to protect himself, his home, and his 19-year-old son? On the surface, yeah. He's now serving a life sentence.
Wow.
He could get a new trial, again, paraphrasing from the AJCR, or he could work out a deal that gets him out of prison sooner. But three jurors from the case 6 years ago, apparently talked to the AJCR about the case. And Alan Corwin would have a field day with this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. You recall Alan wrote a book, "The Your Gun's Hot, The Perp's Not, Now What?" And in it, Alan discusses, controversially speaking, I might add, that maybe you shouldn't call 911 right after that incident. Any idea why, Sean?
No, not really.
The 911 call, don't you have a right to remain silent in America?
Yep.
Don't you? How many of you have turned on the news or turned on the radio or read a paper, gotten online, seen the video of the 911 tape?
Yep.
Of the story du jour in your area? Now, Alan's premise is, and I'll paraphrase it quickly, you were forced to fire your weapon in self-defense. The criminal is dead. Hence, the gun's hot, the perp's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? What do you do? Do you call 911? We're all taught to call 911, aren't we?
Yes.
911, what is your emergency? Yes, I was forced to fire my gun in self-defense. I had to defend my life. He's not moving. Send help. That call is being recorded. That call will be used against you in court. That call will be handed over to the media because it's public record. That call will be blasted out on radios, television sets, and YouTube videos all over the planet. What happened to your right to remain silent? So it's a fascinating conversation. Take a listen to this, going back to the McNeil Brian Epp self-defense case. But three jurors who recently talked to the AJCR about the conviction say McNeil's recorded conversation with a 911 operator en route to the scene might have done more to influence their decision than questions about self-defense.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
Really? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You've just spilled your guts 30 minutes earlier to a 911 operator, haven't you?
Wow.
But three jurors claimed that a recorded conversation with a 911 operator en route to the scene might have done more to influence their decision than questions about self-defense. As if that call couldn't be taken out of context. Now we get into the physiological response of what happens to you when your adrenaline has you doing things, maybe saying things you wouldn't normally be saying. Fascinating case. And I'm seeing it pop up here in the news a little bit more frequently in and around Atlanta, but it's going to have national ramifications. It already does. And it poses a fascinating question, one that we will bring Alan Corwin to the show to discuss. And there's also a racial component here, Sean.
Really?
Oh, isn't there always nowadays? McNeil's black.
Ah.
Epp is white. John McNeil did not kill Brian Epp in self-defense, a Cobb County jury decided 6 years ago. Epp was the home builder on McNeil's nearly finished but overdue $439,000 house in Kennesaw, where the city council requires everybody, every homeowner, to keep a loaded gun in the home.
What?
Yeah, it's Guntown, USA. It's Kennesaw right down the
road. Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You knew that. We've talked about that here on the show. You see, the NAACP is involved in this one now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. In Florida, they're involved in trying to get who? George Zimmerman.
Yes.
Convicted.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. Well, I shouldn't say that. Apparently, they were there.
No, this is on their agenda. I remember I was at their convention.
You were in Houston.
Yes.
And they actually said at their convention that convicting George Zimmerman is on their agenda.
Yes.
Another part of their agenda is getting John McNeil out of prison. So we have the racial component here as well.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in this case, he called 911. His son called him and said, the builders here, these guys did not get along. Let me stress that right now. They did not get along. Epps was late, according to McNeil, in meeting deadlines on the home. He had taken two toilets out of the house he was building for McNeil and moved them over to the other house that he was building for his mother, like down the block.
Mm.
McNeil didn't like that too much. There was bad blood between the two. Epps, according to McNeil's son, had pulled a knife on his son. His son called McNeil and said, you need to get home. This guy pulled a knife on me.
Mm-hmm.
McNeil rushed home to find Epps leaning against his truck on the property with a knife still in his pocket. Epps told the 911 operator, I'm about to pull up now. Just get the cops out here. I'm ready to whip his right now, he said. The 911 operators urged him to stay in the car as an officer was only minutes away, but he refused. Are you catching the similarities here in the Trayvon Martin issue? Don't go. Don't get out. Don't go. Don't go. This guy's gotten convicted 6 years ago for murdering Epps. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back, and I'll read you that statement from the juror again that I closed out the last hour with. I think you'll find it fascinating here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers, along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. We're talking about a fascinating case that already unfolded in the metropolitan Atlanta area about 6 years ago. I want you to catch the similarities here. Discussing a case being reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about a John McNeil, who was convicted of murder, is now doing life, for killing Brian Epp, 31-year-old father of three, in November of 2006. Now, last month, a judge ordered a new trial, saying McNeil's trial in Cobb County, according to the AJC here, was unfair, because the jury was not properly instructed on how they could acquit him if they thought his actions were justified. The state attorney general has given notice that he will appeal that decision to the Georgia Supreme Court, but there is no deadline for filing. Let me give you the real take on what's happening here. You have McNeil, who was black, who just got a call from his son, telling him that their home builder, some bad blood between the two of them, Mr. Epp, had just pulled a knife on him and threatened him. You need to get home, Dad. You need to get home, Dad. Mr. McNeil rushed home, was told by the 911 operator, as he was talking to the 911 operator en route, don't get involved. The police will be there shortly. He got himself involved. In fact, he said on the 911 tape, and I quote, I'm about to pull up now. Just get the cops out here. I'm ready to whip his right now. The operator, according to the AJCR, urged him to stay in the car as an officer was only minutes away, but he refused. In less than 3 minutes after pulling into his driveway, McNeil loaded his 9mm Smith & Wesson with hollow point bullets. Don't you love that, hollow point bullets? And shot and killed Epp, a 31-year-old father of three. A year later, he was convicted of murdering Epp and sentenced to life in prison. Now the NAACP is coming to his defense. Better get him a new trial. You better get him a new trial. Let's fast forward to Sanford, Florida. Shall we do that, Sean?
Yes.
Want to go there?
Yes.
Want to touch on this?
Yes.
Want to discuss this? Live on the radio? Yes. Should I? Should I? Dare I?
Yes.
Go there? George Zimmerman following Trayvon Martin through the apartment complex, talking to 911, being warned by the 911 operator, don't. Let us handle it. When apparently Trayvon Martin jumped George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman pulled out his gun, fired, killed Trayvon Martin. Young black kid. NAACP has it on their agenda to do what, Sean? Now, you were at the convention in Houston.
I was at
Ladies and gentlemen, don't take my word for this. Sean, tell us what happened.
I was at the press conference, and that's one of the agendas is to they want to, they have already convicted Zimmerman, period.
No, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I mean, you know, and that's one of the things that they are.
They wouldn't do that. Oh, they have a little help from Jesse and Reverend Al. Come on.
You know, and here's the crazy thing. When I saw all of the, you know, I watch MSNBC because I like to be entertained, and that's great entertainment. It's stupid politics, but great entertainment. And as the guy, as they're talking about the whole, well, he didn't have blood on the back of his head. One of the pictures that they showed, you could clearly see a mark on his head that was pretty big.
Well, yeah, and you're getting a little bit ahead of where I want to go with this right now. Let me back you up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the similarities.
They're very similar. Very.
Well, a few of the things are. The McNeil-Epp case is a very complicated case.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you right now. I haven't read enough about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I am educating myself on this, and I will be speaking to some attorneys who are very much in the know here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll formulate some opinions. I just can't do that yet. Unlike a lot of people who would probably just say, oh, he's going to fry, leave him in jail. You weren't there.
Yeah.
Now, the NAACP may be right, they may be wrong. But I find it interesting that the NAACP is coming to McNeil's defense when he was already convicted
mm-hmm.
in a situation very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be coming to George Zimmerman's defense?
They haven't.
No, they're trying to fry George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
In fact, they've already fried George Zimmerman.
They have determined he is guilty.
I was in that area when Reverend Al and the Reverend Jackson were leading the charge. I was there. I was in Sanford, 4 or 5 miles down the road when all that was going on. And I just find it interesting. Here's the thing. Don't just read the headlines. Read the story. Educate yourself. And don't just take it from the AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution rag. Do your own legwork. This information is out there. Information is public record. Find it. Educate yourself.
I want to say something right quick, Mark.
Please do, Sean.
Okay. I watched, and all this is kind of, it kind of relates, but it's off the subject. You remember the young lady in Florida that everybody went nuts over? Casey Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I watched, and I did what you just said. I went and researched court records, all of the stuff. And even after reading everything that I had access to, I could not convict her. But yet, when the jury came back and said that they couldn't convict her, everybody went absolutely crazy.
That's because everybody likes to think they were in the courtroom because they're watching Nancy fake. Okay, listen, this is headline surfing, yeah. Kool-Aid drinking, foolishness at its best.
Absolutely.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
We've not commented on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case here out of responsibility.
Yeah.
Because we weren't there. Now, I had an opportunity to meet Mark O'Meara, his attorney, just weeks ago
mm-hmm.
at the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
Mm-hmm.
He can't discuss it.
Yeah.
Yet Sharpton and Jackson know everything, don't they? They don't know crap.
Yeah.
They weren't there. They're liars.
Just staring up the pool.
They weren't there. Now, let's go to the quote from the juror in the case, shall we? Oh, is this a good one? Because it just angers me. It angers me no end. Oh, my gosh. Remember the quote I read at the beginning, Sean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is a juror who said, who do you know that walks around with a gun with hollow points?
Wow.
This juror, as far as I'm concerned, this is clear evidence that this juror's mind was made up before the case even started. That statement alone ought to be enough for a new trial. Guilty or not guilty? Isn't that what our system of justice would require? Not some statements from the NAACP just because they said so? Rob Pincus, next on the Armed American Radio Network. Tip of the week. It'll be a good one.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store, where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, sorry, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I was paraphrasing before the last break there on the quote. The actual quote from the juror was, the guy just went off. You know anybody who carries around a gun with hollow point bullets? They aren't just wanting to scare somebody. What did he expect would happen? I think rage just ate him up. Interesting stuff. And very quickly, we'll discuss it a little bit more in the roundtable, Sean. We have Rob Pincus on the phone now. But according to the NAACP, the case, quote, smacked of selective prosecution, really.
Really? You mean like you're doing in the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case? Huh. Because the victim was black? This thing reeks of race, but not from the prosecution, Sean. Again, the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
According to testimony, well, what happened was, let me give you the quick rundown. He was leaning up against his car, his truck, when McNeil showed up. McNeil, quote, said he saw Epp get something out of his truck and put it in his right front pocket. Epp's utility knife was still in his pocket when he was shot. The 911 operator urged John McNeil to wait for police, but he told her he wouldn't. Epp was leaning against the truck in the driveway of the house next door when John McNeil pulled up. McNeil said, when you get a call from your kids that somebody's got a knife pulled on them, threatening them, the first thing you want to do is get home and protect your kid. So I told the 911 operator I was going to whip his... And he's now convicted of life for murder. It's a fascinating case. We will continue to bring you that as we get it update because it is local here where I sit, and it is making national news. Rallies have been held in Atlanta and Marietta and in North Carolina where McNeil hails from and all this good stuff.
I'm gonna have to see if I can get my hands on some paperwork.
We're going to do the same. We're going to do the same. The similarities here.
Yeah.
And the hypocrisy.
Ugh. I'm interested to see how that whole. I got to see the court files on that one.
You don't even have to know the rest of the case. All you have to do is headline surf it. How about that?
No. No.
Let's bring Rob Pincus in, one of the nation's best experts in self-defense, combat-focused shooting instructor, owner, founder, creator, Rob Pincus, good friend of the show. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, man. It's great to be here. We're doing really good, but kind of crazy busy running all over the country here the last week or so, and I'm down in southern Georgia on the opposite end of the state from you tonight.
You must be down around Valdosta.
I'm down in Brunswick. I'm practically in Florida.
Oh, yeah, you are in Brunswick. That's just out there out near Savannah area.
Yep.
Yeah, what, now are you teaching down there?
I am running an instructor class, the last combat-focused shooting instructor class of the year. We got 8 instructor candidates. You know, it's about the sweet spot. We like to go, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 people for that class. So we've got a great group of guys, and, you know, we're only running a few of those a year now. We've got a great team of combat-focused shooting instructors nationwide that are really busy. We just had our conference with 28 instructors in Ohio at the beginning of the month, and this is the last instructor development class of the year. I figure, you know, we have about a 50% certification rate. We'll add a few more guys to the team, and the program just keeps growing, and the more quality instructors we have from a variety of backgrounds. We've got some law enforcement guys, military guys, some guys who are teaching a lot of NRA classes, CCW classes, and some people who are relatively new to firearms instruction as well in the class. So it's a great group of guys.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, of course, the combat-focused shooting class I'll be attending with you down in St. Augustine.
Yep, and in fact, one or two of these guys will be doing their required follow-up teaching. If they're successful this week with the test, they have to team teach at least one course before they make active status.
Good.
They'll be with us in St. Augustine. And we've got one of the Gander Mountain Academy staff guys. We've had several of their guys, about a dozen of their staff members certified as defensive firearms coaches by ICE Training Company. And we actually have the first one who's attempting to certify as a full CFS instructor here this week.
Very good. In addition to that, Michael Martin, author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals. You've heard him on the show on a number of occasions. I was just with Michael in Wisconsin today's Sunday, right? So it's last week. Michael will be down there with us as well. Now, hopefully, if things work out, Rob, you and I will be doing the show live from WORL in Orlando.
Yep, that would be perfect.
Of course, we've got some logistics there. We've got to get there, got to do the show, got to drive to St. Augustine. We'll make that work. If not, no matter. The show will still be live to you, but we'll figure it out. Rob, I want to ask you a question here. We're talking about a case, and I'm going to get general responses from you, but we're talking about a case here that has some eerie similarities to the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case down there. And as a professional instructor, I'd like to get your opinion. In this particular case, we have an individual who was feuding with his builder. The builder's son was on the property, the owner of the home. His father was out at work, and the son called his dad and said, hey, the builder's here, and the guy pulled a knife on me. The father takes off. He's got a Smith & Wesson, and he is on his way to, quote-unquote, protect his son. called 911, said the guy's pulled a knife on my son. I'm going over there to whip his tail. Let's leave it at that. 911 operator said, no, let us handle it. Officers are only a couple minutes away. The father gets there. The individual whose tail he wants to whip is leaning against his truck. He confronts the guy with a loaded firearm. He sees the man reach into the back of the truck, put his hand in his pocket, kills the man, shoots him and kills him. And this was 6 years ago. He was convicted for murder. He's spending his life in jail. Now they're trying to reopen the case because they claim the jurors weren't given proper instructions. And I have to ask you this, because how many times, Rob, have you heard me say, and I know how many times you've said it, never, ever, ever inject yourself into a situation when you are armed that can be avoided.
But absolutely. I mean, this guy, you know, articulated his intent. And we just had this guy in Texas who, you know, this idiot who went to tell his neighbor to keep the music down with a gun in his pocket and then,
right,
you know, claimed he was standing his ground. We had the other clown who, you know, the neighbor's house was getting broken into, and he said, I'm going to go, you know, deal with this, and over property went out and shot, I think, one or two guys. There were two guys involved there. You know, we've had a lot of conversation on this show about guys who go out trying to be the vigilante or trying to interject themselves into situations they don't need to be in, and then claim, you know, because of their misperception of Castle Doctrine or Stand Your Ground laws, that they were okay and they were in the right. Now, I get it. If you think your son is being threatened, I understand going there. If somebody called me right now and told me my daughter was being threatened and, you know, she's, I don't know, 600 miles away, but if I had the opportunity and I thought I could get there in time to make a difference, obviously I'm getting right in the truck and I'm heading that way. But when I get there, if there isn't violence going on, I'm certainly not going to start threatening people. I'm not going to bring the gun into play. I'm not going to create a situation where who knows what happened. Maybe this guy did reach towards his pocket. Maybe he felt at that point that he was being threatened. You know, that who is the initial aggressor question is always up for the interpretation after there's a use of violence, you know, after there's a use of force. And when you interject yourself into a situation where no other violence has actually taken place, regardless of your perception, you're in the wrong.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as a father, myself, you as a father, your daughter, as you just mentioned, clearly you want to get there to try to protect your daughter, your son, whatever it may be, any family member, your wife, your husband, whoever it may be. And if you're armed, the gun's in the car, you're on the phone with 911, Rob, this is where this comes into play. I'm on the phone with 911. I'm being told officers will be there in a moment. I get there, and there's no confrontation between the individual and his son. The guy's leaning against his truck. Maybe his son is 20, 30 feet away. It doesn't say where he's at, but he was clearly by himself leaning against the truck. Sit in the truck and wait for law enforcement to arrive. If the guy starts going ballistic at that point, get out and use whatever means you have to defend yourself, correct?
Absolutely.
But wait for law enforcement to arrive. So, again, I just wanted to get your perspective. I can't stress enough how important it is. Never, ever, ever, if you are armed, interject yourself in a situation that may get ugly because you're doing what? You're bringing deadly force into a situation and escalating it instantly. More with Rob Pincus on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back. Always a great conversation. Don't go away. It continues to get better.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit Carr Arms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike Ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Oh, I love that. Let me tell you, Sean, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. Let me tell you how bad I was complaining. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you were privy to some of the off-air conversations in the breaks. I say that a lot. But it would make great radio. It would certainly make a great Armed American Radio Raw disc.
Yeah, definitely
for sure. Some of the conversations that we have, you'd love to hear. But I was mentioning earlier that I was having some difficulty with the wireless internet here in the studio.
Yes, as you tear the studio up.
Well, let me tell you how hot the wireless internet is in here right now. I just got an email from Rob Pincus on my phone that says, calling in at 9:30, dude. Of course, he's been on the phone with us for 48 minutes and 57 seconds,
yes.
So what does that tell you?
Well, you know.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. The Penny Gun Auction site is cranking. Are you involved? Head over to PennyGunAuctions.com and get in on the auction. Car P380 or CM9, your pick if you win, your choice, is now up to $22.17 and refreshing every 10 seconds. 1948 Blister has the bid at $22.80 now. And it just went to Eljohn. These guys are bidding like crazy on this. $22.81. Get in on the auction. You may pick your choice between a P380 car or a CM9. Your pick. PennyGunAuctions.com. Great sponsor. It's fun watching this. We'll continue to update you throughout the show. Rob, welcome back. How you doing?
Good to be back, man. Just doing good. Just, you know, teaching, running around. This is a slower time of the year for classes, but I tend to stay in one place a little bit longer, although that hasn't happened the last week or so. I actually was just out with our good friend James Toll doing another series of Stop the Threat episodes. And I was in Washington, D.C. for the AUSA convention, and now I'm settled down in southern Georgia for a couple days.
Well, can you give us any insights on Stop the Threat? Love it. Have participated on the show.
Oh, man, it was good times. We had Mark the Animal McYoung was there, and you know, he brings an interesting perspective, a little different perspective from mine on some issues, so that was fun. And Kelly Muir, the 2012 Black Belt Magazine Woman of the Year and PDN contributor, she was there. And, you know, you guys were talking about the off-air discussions. As you might imagine, the Ninja and I had some interesting between-take banter.
I'm sure you did, and I've participated in that. I've been in those studios, so I know exactly what you were up against. Can you tell us when those segments are going to air? Because it's great TV.
Yeah, first quarter. So that'll be Pursuit Channel, and then, of course, available online starting in January.
Oh. And Pursuit Channel, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you have DirecTV, Pursuit Channel has moved from Channel 608, to 604. Pursuit Channel 604, that's American Trigger Sports Network. Stop the Threat with host James Toll, good friend of all of ours. He's been a guest on the show. I look forward to bringing him back again. And that show is fantastic. You can see our Armed American Radio television commercials. Kathy Jackson, Jackson's the cornered cat. Rob, with you on that show, it's always top-notch, no question about it.
And, you know, James does a great job. The production there is really top-notch, and they're always thought-provoking. You know, it's one thing, you know, in some of the shows where I've kind of, you know, played the role of being the good guy or being the bad guy, and we get some of the other instructors, and Mike Janich and I, and we've had a good time with that. But at the end of the day, I think it's a much better perspective for people not to get necessarily invested in the, oh, Rob is doing this or Rob is doing that, but really just to sit back, watch the scenario develop, and then let me as the instructor actually then, you know, kind of say, okay, here's the good, here's the bad. And I think it's still a television production, but it seems somehow more interesting and more compelling when it's a third party doing the enactment, and then we can just comment on the good or the bad. And I think it's definitely, you know, the way he does it, people need to understand, and you've been on the show, so you know, we don't get to see that ahead of time. Seeing in that show really is our gut reaction to the scenario that we see as you see it, essentially.
What it is, ladies and gentlemen, is it, as Rob is describing, in Stop the Threat, and this is tremendous TV, very successful on James's part, and this is going to take off, no question about it. But they put together, professionally put together with Hollywood actors, a video, a real-life scenario of a crime occurring. And, Rob, we can pick one. I think we did a carjacking coming out of a grocery store, for example.
Yep.
We did a female jogger jogging through the park who was accosted at knife point and shot her attacker. These are all cases that actually happened. They have professional actors from California reenact these scenarios. Three or four people sit around, much like a round table, watch the video on camera and gauge your reaction as the panel discusses what happened. It's fascinating television, and having seen you in what you were referring to earlier, the Best Defense episodes, where you actually participated, that was great television, you actually played a bad guy or played a good guy at home being attacked, and then everybody on Best Defense kind of analyzed what happened, and you said, okay, this is the way it happened here. This is now the Best Defense. This gives you the perspective to see this stuff for the first time on camera, and the audience actually gets to gauge your reaction in real time.
Yeah, and I think that's fun, you know, and there's no doubt, you know, I can choreograph the lessons that I want to teach with the old model that we used to use. With this one, people really are just getting me and, you know, the other people that are sitting around the table, they're getting our reaction, and I think that's fun. I think that's very insightful for people, and it takes away that opportunity for the all TV is canned and it's all staged and it's the same old thing. You know, you're really getting some raw reaction, which, again, it's kind of like the radio shows. Like right now, you know, you throw out a question about the McNeil situation, and boom, you get my reaction. I may look into that tomorrow and say, oh, gee, I just figured this out, and here it changes my perspective. But at the end of the day, it's kind of nice to get that gut reaction and not always deal with something that necessarily is canned or choreographed or staged.
Yeah, particularly when you're getting that gut reaction, because you see, you're going to be getting an email from me in 20 minutes that says, thanks, looking forward to having you on the show.
Oh, yeah, I'll call right back. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were on Pacific time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Neither did I. Apparently the Salem Radio computers believe that to be the case today. All right, Rob, a lot of fun having you on as usual. Last week we had, do you know John Higgs, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, sure. John.
Great editor.
And he's a great, you know, he's put together some great books and done some great work in the industry.
We had him on the show last week, and we covered in great detail with him his book, Dealing with Danger, Be Prepared, Aware, and Decisive. And John is always a wonderful guest to have on the show. People love to hear his accent, and he talks with such a calm demeanor.
Oh, he is. He is one of the most, and he's very knowledgeable, and he's an expert, but I don't know I've ever seen him riled up. I don't know if I would even say, you know, interested, let alone excited. And, you know,
yeah.
He's passionate about what he teaches and what he talks about and what he writes about, but he is casual.
I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to pick up his book. I have a copy of it in my hands right here. There it is, banging the microphone, Dealing with Danger, Be Prepared, Aware, and Decisive by John Higgs. You can check that out on Amazon. It's from Junkyard Dog. And really the question that he answers is, why do some people survive disasters while others perish? And he goes through various scenarios in here. It's very easy to read. It's only about 125 pages. You'll finish it in one sitting. It's that good. And it's definitely something that you need to have in your personal defense library. John will be a guest on the show in the coming couple of weeks after the election, and we'll talk about it further with him. Rob, can you tell us where you're going to be? What do people need to know about your schedule?
You know, we've got another Gander Mountain Academy broadcast class coming up. The course, the slots are in California, Florida, and in Minneapolis. I just got back from California to Sacramento. I don't know why that was jumped into my head all of a sudden. But Florida and Minneapolis are sold out, but there are still seats available in Texas, in Wisconsin, and in Kansas at the Gander Mountain Academy locations. There are seats available for that class December 1st. I'm teaching, you know, right now, just about every class is full through the end of the year, but I'm going to be adding some stuff in Arizona in February. The big news for me within the last few days, I think since the last time we've talked, is the ICE training store online. We now have a full-service tactical equipment, accessories.
I've got about 20 seconds, Rob. Can you give us a website real quick?
www.icestore.us. Great to be with you guys.
Excellent, Rob. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rob Pincus, one of the best in the business. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Rob wouldn't. Don't you be that caveman. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back with the roundtable after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby. I can talk to you. You tell us me by the clam and now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co. now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's One Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.